Okay, Coach said, needing to speak much louder than usual so that we could hear him over the noise. I've got the lineup. Let's start with the distance race. Running the mile, we have Sunny for the guys, Lynn for the girls. For the 800, Mikey, you're taking Chris's place. Outlaw, you're second heat. For the girls, Patty, you got this. Deja, you got second heat. When Coach got to the 200 meter, he looked at me and Lou. Then he looked down at his clipboard, then back at us. Lou, you're going to take the 200, Coach said. And the 100, Lou held back a smile and nodded. Coach got me. I thought he was going to let me run, but I guess this was the real last part of my punishment. I tried not to act disappointed. I looked over at my family, King and Aunt Sophie holding the sign, waiting to lift it into the air and scream like maniacs, and Ma, standing there so proud of me. And Ghost, Coach said, glancing over at Coach Witt, then back at me. I snapped out of my trance. You think you can handle the 100 too? I grinned and I couldn't get yes out of my mouth. Such a short, easy word, but I couldn't spit it out. So I just nodded and swallowed the yes, hoping it might go down my throat, through my stomach guts, and down into my legs. We're not going to run any relays or hurdles yet, Coach said. This is the first meet and we've got some work to do, but I'm watching every one of you, so let's get out there and burn. We all went to the side of the track and waited for our races. Everyone was so hyped, jumping around, trying to stay loose. Lou's mother came over and gave us a container full of orange slices, which I thought was super nice, but I didn't want any oranges. And I met Coach's wife, Mrs. Margot, and his baby son, Tyrone. The crazy thing was, even though Coach was an Otis and a chip-toothed turtle face, Mrs. Margot was pretty and so nice. She passed out Gatorades to everybody, but when she got to me, she thanked me for cleaning out Coach's cab. That made me feel real special. But I didn't really want no oranges or no Gatorade. I had my power pills, my sunflower seeds. I ran over to my mother, who had them tucked in her purse. She handed me the bag, then grabbed me and hugged me again. I'm so proud of you, she said. Then she caught me slipping and added, Ghost.